Good afternoon. Welcome to the weekly livestock market update. I'm Bramfield anchor reporter Megan Grebner. With us, as always, to talk all things markets is University of Missouri Scott Brown. Good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon, Megan.
Happy Friday to you. And on this Friday, we get to talk about a really solid week in the markets. So let's recap what happened.
Yeah, so good week in the markets this week. We start on the cattle side. Cash cattle were nearly $4.50 higher this week, pushing above $1.20 on fed cattle. So good news on that front. Feeder cattle markets were also strong this week. They were anywhere from steady to $4 higher on the week. The June live cattle futures contract was up 20 cents, and the May feeder cattle futures contract was up 40 cents. Now, feed costs did go up this week. That May corn futures contract was up about 20 cents on the week. On the beef side, the choice box beef price was up nearly $20 from a week ago. That actually puts it almost $41 above year-ago levels. And we had strength across the board on those subprimal parts of that choice box beef. On the hog side, cash barrels and gilts were 2.25 higher this week. And the June lean hog futures contract was up $2.75. Pork cutout value was also higher this week, up $2.80. That puts that pork cutout value at nearly $60 above where we were a year ago at this time.
A lot of demand for your bacon, but a lot of those other pork products as well.
That's correct. We'll keep those belly prices going up as best we can.
We're going to talk weekly slaughter numbers. And I think as we get into this from here on out over the next few weeks and months, we have to have an asterisk next to our year over year comparison. And then comparing again this week up against the holiday week a week ago. But we're starting to see continuing to see big slaughter, relatively large slaughter numbers.
Yeah, that's right. If you look at what USDA is estimating for the week ending April 10th, 641,000 head of cattle this week. That is up 32,000 head or a little more than 5% relative to a week ago. And just to remember back to where we were in 2020 versus a year ago, it's 112,000 head higher than where we were a year ago, or 21%. It just begins to remind you what's coming with 2020 data from COVID-19. On the hog side, 2.487 million head of hogs this week. That's 24,000 more than what we were a week ago, up about 1%.
All right. A short week for us when it comes to reports. And in terms of reports, we'll start this week taking a look at monthly trade data, which shows some declines for February.
Yeah, that's right. So lower in both beef and pork trade this month. U.S. pork exports were down about 2.8% relative to where we were a year ago. If we look kind of individually at what's been happening, a little bit of increase to Japan in February relative to where we were in January of 2021. South Korea has also been strong. It's really then Mexico that's down, and a lot of other countries that made up the lower exports that we see relative to year ago levels. On the pork side, we're also talking about pork exports that were nearly 12% lower than where we were a year ago at this time. You know, if you just look back to February of 2020, it was 200 million pounds of pork that went to China, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. February of 21, that's now 143 million pounds. So much of the decline that we're seeing was associated with what's been, again, weaker trade with China generally. Chicken exports were also down for February of 21 relative to where we were a year ago as well. So down across the board, I don't want to forget that there's been some slowdown in shipping as we've seen some port issues arise. I think most of us would anticipate maybe some better March news when that trade data comes out.
All right, the big report, USDA supply and demand numbers came out, and some big adjustments on the hog side of things.
Wow, what a good year for pork producers relative to what we thought we were going to see earlier on is all I can say. And I sure hope that's how it plays out as we go through the year. I remind producers there's some risk but it's nice to have some higher prices. All right, so what did USDA do this month in terms of WASD? It's really all pork changes and a couple of things that stick out. So 400 million pounds less pork production now projected for 2021 relative to where they were just a month ago. I think much of that change is associated with the hogs and pigs report we got out between the March and April WASD. Pork exports, USDA raised those 75 million pounds from March to April. Again, I think as you see some ASF concerns, China and beyond is associated with a little stronger export path relative to where they were back in March. And so you take those two things together and USDA raised their barrel and gilt price by $9.50 from March to April. So pretty strong prices. Just to keep it in perspective, if we hit their projection on prices, that would be 50% higher prices than where we averaged in 2020. And again, I don't say that saying USDA is wrong, but what a difference a year has made as supplies have tightened and now maybe some additional export demand coming as well.
You mentioned the Asia issue, and in that part of the world, we've seen cases of African swine fever pop up again. In China, we're continuing to see the battle in the Philippines. How important then is that announcement that came this week from the Philippines that they're going to start importing more pork and have addressed the tariff issues and have dropped those significantly, especially with that country having the largest, at one point, tariffs on pork in the world?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's just more positive news. And so I think when you look at where pork markets are, you might say like the old NBA Jam, they're on fire. So I don't know how long that lasts. So there is risk both directions here, I think, in pork markets in particular. We could go higher, but likewise, I just remind folks that if things don't increase, if trade doesn't increase out of the United States as much as we might think it's going to, that might put a little tarnish on some of the strength we've seen of late as well. It's just a tough market right now to try to talk about. So let's make sure we take advantage of these higher prices. If you can't afford a lot of risk, there are some good opportunities to lay that risk off to someone else.
Take the layup, not the not the shot in the corner.
That's right. That's right. We can be
basketball today.
We can be not on fire as quickly as we've become on fire as well. So let's make sure we think about both sides of that risk. And again, I don't want to rain on the parade because it's been a really strong ride. But let's again realize things could change as we go through the remainder of the year.
Obviously, I don't want to be anybody's gray cloud, rain cloud or storm cloud above them. But I mean, what goes up must come down. Eventually, we have to back off at some point. How important is it? And I know we hammer the risk management thing over and over and over again. But looking at what's going on the grain side of things and maybe locking in some feed costs if we start to see them pull back a little bit, and be able to have a strong year coming after quite a few years of ups and downs and a little bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah, so we've got so many things that are moving around right now. So higher feed costs, higher other costs. Think about something that you're buying today that it doesn't cost more than it did, doesn't cost more today than it did a year ago. So all those costs have been going up. Hog prices have been higher. So that's more than offset, I think, what we've seen in terms of higher prices. Feed costs for me are a tough one. You know, it's acreage didn't come in maybe as high as some would have thought pre-report. What we actually get planted depends on what the spring's like, I think, from and if we have a really good spring, we could get more acres by the time we get to the June acreage report. But just understand that we've got a lot of risk sitting here in these markets, and finding ways to lay that risk off, especially if you're not able to handle that added risk, might be a good strategy for at least some of our folks out there. So take advantage of the opportunities. And I always say, well, if we can get those feed costs to come down a little bit, and to me, weather matters here, it might be an opportunity to lock in, even though they're going to be higher than what we paid a year ago, lock in some of those in case some of the dry weather we see continues to expand in some of the corn and soybean growing regions of the country.
Scott, it's always good to see you. As we look ahead to next week, what reports are we watching for?
We'll get a little demand side news next week. So we get retail prices and consumer sentiment.
We will see you then. Have a great weekend.
You do the same, Megan.
Have our weekly livestock market update delivered to your email box every Saturday morning. Visit our website, brownfieldagnews.com. You can also submit questions and comments there as well. And for all of the great Brownfield podcasts as you head into the tractor this spring, go to brownfieldagnews.com/podcast. Have a great weekend. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.